T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm joined now by Corey McCartney, college football analyst and Heisman voter. Corey, let's start with the news, I guess, out of college football, which would be Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. He's been an enigmatic character, let's put it that way. What do you make of this decision for Kiffin and for Ole Miss?
I like it. You know, I think this is a program that needed an infusion of something. And I know that's kind of a vague thing to say there, but you think about the way things were headed with Hugh Freeze, and certainly, you know, you can go back to Houston Nutt and then really getting them back on the map. And, you know, I think what Hugh Freeze was doing, you know, was certainly building something, and I think it would stagnate for a bit. I think they need somebody who's going to just bring a little bit of a swagger back. And I go back to, you know, from when I was at Sports Illustrated, and we had the cover with Lane Kiffin kind of pulling down the sunglasses. And you either love Lane Kiffin or you hate him, and there's certainly a lot more people on the hate Lane Kiffin side. But I think he brings something that's going to invigorate this program a little bit and kind of make it cool for some of these kids to want to be back with the Rebels.
So you think it'll help on the recruiting side?
I think it will. You know, and I think he's the kind of guy that, you know, you saw this at FAU. He takes chances on kids. You know, he'll take a chance on the kids that, you know, fell through the cracks or, you know, had their problems at other programs. I think he's going to get them to a position where, you know, they're trending back towards what Hugh Freeze had in place there.
All right, let's take a look at the schedule today. You know, most of the undefeated teams in, or all of them, I think, in action. And they're mostly in some pretty good matchups. I'll go in order of the clock. 4 o'clock this afternoon, Georgia, LSU, obviously a pretty big one there. LSU stay undefeated after this one?
I think they do. You know, look, Georgia comes into this, the nation's number 4 defense. They have not faced an offense ranked higher than 44th this season. LSU, of course, number 2, 560 yards a game. As good as they've been, I just don't think that they can contain Joe Burrow and that Tigers offense.
So it's just a step up in class is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think in order for Georgia to win this game, they have to force turnovers. And LSU, you've had 6 interceptions that Burrow's thrown. He hasn't thrown more than 2 since the end of October. I just think there's just too much offensively there for them to hold them in. And can their own offense do enough to keep up? They just, Fromm and me, just and company to me, just has not lived up to the expectations.
All right, I'm not going to ask you just outright if Clemson is going to beat Virginia. The spread is 20.5, so that's a little bit of a layup. Even though Virginia is ranked inside the top 25, any chance this is one that we'll be monitoring at least, or is Clemson going to cover that?
I think they'll cover, but I will tell you, I mean, Bryce Perkins is a lot of fun to watch, and I think that's something that a lot of people, if you haven't watched a lot of Virginia football, you're going to see one of the best quarterbacks in the country. And I think this guy's really severely underrated. He will have some success against that Clemson defense, but the Tigers are just too much.
Do you like him at the NFL level?
I think so. And I think when you look at it with the way everything's trending, I think what he brings to the table, I think he could be a really effective kind of a Russell Wilson type. I'd really like his game.
Robin Lundberg talking to Corey McCartney, college football analyst, Heisman voter here on CBS Sports Radio. Then, of course, you've got Ohio State and Wisconsin, Big Ten championship game. Ohio State, though, still favored by 16.5. Any chance for the Buckeyes to be upset?
Jonathan Taylor has to be an absolute workhorse. And you look at the last time they met, I mean, he got completely overshadowed by J.K. Dobbins. Just have 52 yards on 20 carries in that game. He's got to have, like, you know, close to 35, 40 carries and then control the ball in order for Wisconsin to have a chance. I just don't think they can get it done against the Buckeyes.
Now, if you're looking for another game with a lot of meaning, of course, Baylor and Oklahoma playing in the Big 12 championship. You're looking at the college football playoff rankings, and you know, if the teams that we just mentioned all win, as we've said, that would put another loss on Georgia. So that would drop them down, which could leave an opening. Is Oklahoma the team to poise to take that opening? Is Baylor, could you see them in the top 4 by next week?
I mean, it's hard for me to not see Oklahoma pulling this one out. I think just that Jalen Hurts, CeeDee Lamb connection. I mean, outside of Burrow and, you know, Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, that's the best wide receiver quarterback combination in the country in my mind. And we saw it last time, the way they jumped out to that big lead. I think they put their foot down a little bit this time. This is why Jalen Hurts is at Oklahoma. I think there's just too many great storylines to think about him getting this opportunity to play for a national championship. I think they get it done.
So is that your top four? But at the end of the season, do you like Ohio State, LSU, Clemson, and Oklahoma?
Yeah, and I think the only question for me is Ohio State or LSU going to be number one? I think LSU, with, you know, the bonus of getting another top four win on championship weekend, might get that push over. And then, you know, of course, whoever gets it, I mean, here in Atlanta, you're looking at whoever is that number one getting the game here in the Peach Bowl. So, I think that's, to me, is going to be the only debate after today, is who should be number one.
If you were picking the number one team, let's say they both win, I'm sensing it's LSU?
Yeah, I mean, look, you're going to have five wins over top 10 opponents in the season, and as dominant as Ohio State has been at times, you know, I was looking at this when considering Joe Burrow's Heisman resume. We've never had a player go into a Heisman weekend with five wins over top 10 teams. And when you consider that being LSU's resume, it's hard to have them not be number one.
Now, that's an individually focused right now. The Heisman, obviously. You are a Heisman voter. Is that where you're leaning for that race?
I mean, it's at this point, just feels like a victory lap for him, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, the things I'm considering right now is how big is that margin of victory going to be? Is he going to make some runs, some all-time records? How deep is the finalist pool going to be? It feels like Burrow is it's happening. I mean, it's just a matter of how historic this win's going to be for him.
Is there any story we haven't covered yet that you think is under the radar? Because, I mean, that's one of the things about this college football season. Aside from Alabama not making it, and obviously the injury to Tua, a lot of it has kind of been by the numbers in a week-in and week-out basis. Is there anything that isn't getting the coverage that you think it should?
I mean, I think after last night, certainly the Pac-12's inability to get out of its own way. I mean, they had everything set up for them. If Oregon hadn't dropped a game going into the obviously, if they hadn't scheduled Auburn to open the season, they probably would have gone into last night with a little bit more of some room to play with. But had they not been in the position they were last night, having already had two losses, I mean, we would have been talking about them, you know, vying for a college football playoff spot. I just think that conference, when you think about their problems with their network, it just feels like it's a complete mess right now.
You weren't, were you with the idea of noon kickoffs, or did you not like that?
You know, I just think they just, every mistake, it's just everything that happens, you just wonder, why can't they just figure things out? I mean, this was the conference that, you know, there was a time period where this was the dominant conference. USC was the biggest program in the country, and now it's like they're just struggling to stay nationally relevant.
Corey, appreciate your time and insight this morning, man. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, you got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.